Every sales team has a CRM graveyard. You know it exists. Thousands of contacts, last touched by an SDR who left 8 months ago, sitting there while your team works the same 50 warm leads into the ground. The standard fix: hire another SDR, run a manual re-engagement blitz, costs 3 months and rarely uncovers anything the first SDR didn't already try. There's a better way, and it doesn't start with a job posting. The real problem with stale CRM data. Stale CRM data doesn't announce itself. It just sits there, pulling your pipeline metrics down and making your forecast look worse than it is. The contacts aren't necessarily cold, they're unscored, unrooted, and invisible to whoever's working the queue today. The numbers are worse than most teams assume. A 2025 survey of 602 CRM users found that 76% said less than half of their organization's CRM records are accurate and 37% reported losing revenue directly as a consequence of poor data quality. That's not a fringe problem. That's the median outcome for teams that don't actively maintain their CRM, and maintaining a CRM manually is exactly the kind of high-volume, rule-bound work that scales poorly with headcount. Most teams respond to this by doing one of two things: they ignore the graveyard entirely, or they hand it to a junior rep as a cleanup project. The junior rep spends 2 weeks manually combing through records, updates a few fields, and moves on. The graveyard persists. This isn't a people problem. It's an architecture problem. Auditing, scoring, and routing stale CRM data is precisely the category of repetitive work where agents outperform humans on speed, consistency, and cost. What an AI CRM audit agent actually does. The CRM audit and call list agent that Globusofti deploys works differently from a bulk export or a buy dashboard. It doesn't just flag stale CRM records, it audits them, scores them against live business criteria, and surfaces a prioritized call list for reps to work immediately. No pivot tables. No sort by last activity date. A ranked queue, ready to dial. That distinction matters. Auditing without scoring just moves the problem downstream. You end up with a slightly cleaner CRM and a rep who still doesn't know which of the 800 re-engaged contacts to call first. Scoring without routing means the ranked list lives in a spreadsheet that no one opens. The agent closes all three gaps in one pass. This connects directly to the outbound motion. Once the CRM audit surfaces viable contacts, a separate outbound lead gen campaign agent picks up. It finds supplementary leads, verifies emails before anyone touches them, generates personalized copy, and syncs results back to CRM, no human touching each step. The two agents work in sequence, not in isolation. That sequencing is where the compounding value comes from. If you want to understand how AI-driven CRM integration fits into a broader automation stack, the architecture decisions start here. The failure mode nobody talks about: deployment without maintenance. Here's where most AI projects quietly die. Agents that never reach production are a documented problem. But there's a second failure mode that gets less attention: agents that reach production and then silently degrade. Prompt drift is the culprit. A scoring prompt that worked in January may classify stale CRM contacts differently in April, not because the contacts changed, but because a well-meaning edit to the prompt introduced an edge case no one tested. Without prompt versioning, that degradation is invisible. Reps notice the call list feels off but can't articulate why. By the time someone investigates, a bad update has been running for weeks. Prompt versioning isn't optional. It's a production constraint, the same way API key security and rate limits are production constraints. An agent running in your CRM without version-controlled prompts is not a production system, it's a demo with live data attached. This is why operational cadence matters as much as initial deployment. A weekly review of metrics, prompt performance, and model selection catches drift before it compounds. Not quarterly. Weekly. That review loop is built into how Globusofti structures its retainer relationships, and it's the difference between an agent that improves over time and one that slowly becomes a liability. Multi-model selection is a decision, not a default. One underappreciated wrinkle in CRM automation: different tasks within the same workflow often call for different models. Scoring logic that requires tight reasoning may perform better on one model, email personalization at volume may be faster and cheaper on another. Treating model selection as a one-time choice we're a GPT shop or we use Claude leaves performance and cost on the table. The right approach is to pick the model based on the task, not the provider relationship. That means running scoring, copywriting, and verification steps on whichever of Claude, GPT, Gemini, or Qwen actually performs best on that specific subtask, benchmarked against your real data. Provider allegiance is not a technical strategy. That model selection logic has been tested in practice. A 5-person team wired agents to a small CRM dataset and ran end-to-end lead routing with zero UI clicks after launch. Where the inbox intelligence agent fits in. There's a third piece of the outbound stack that most teams overlook entirely: what happens to replies. An outbound campaign generates responses, some interested, some bounced, some routed to spam. The spam problem alone is significant. The inbox intelligence agent catches the false positives, emails from real prospects that a spam filter misrouted and that would otherwise disappear from a rep's view entirely. More than 100 misclassified messages per day get recovered and routed back into the active sales queue, leads that a rep would never have known existed. At scale, that's not a nice to have. That's pipeline being discarded silently. Recovering it doesn't require a new hire or a new tool. It requires an agent watching the inbox with the right classification logic and the right routing rules. The 30-day standard. The common objection to AI automation in sales is timeline. Teams assume it takes months to scope, build, test, and deploy anything meaningful, and they're right, if the build process involves offshore handoffs, requirements documents, and a 6-week UAT cycle. That's not how agent deployment has to work. Globusofti's embedded model puts an engineer directly into the client's Slack and code base from scoping to production, with no offshore handoffs in the middle. The commitment is a deployed agent with real user traffic within 30 days, not a demo, not a proof of concept, but something reps are actually using. That pace is possible because the scope is specific: one workflow, one problem, shipped and running before the next planning cycle starts. The full-time hiring alternative tells a different story. It takes 4 to 6 months to recruit a senior AI engineer, then 3 to 6 more months before they ship something meaningful. That's up to 12 months before a validated agent reaches production. The stale CRM data graveyard doesn't shrink while you wait. If you're deciding between building internal AI capacity and embedding external expertise, the real calculus on hiring your first AI engineer is worth running before you post the job. A practical framework for auditing your CRM with AI. If you're evaluating whether a CRM audit agent makes sense for your team, here's how to scope it honestly. Define stale precisely. Last activity older than 90 days? Last SDR departed? Specific deal stage with no update? The scoring criteria the agent uses need to reflect your actual sales motion, not a generic template. Decide what prioritized means before you build. Score by recency? By company size? By signal data? An agent that scores without clear criteria produces a ranked list nobody trusts. Plan the routing step on day one. A call list that lives in a CSV is not a workflow. The agent output needs to land somewhere reps actually work: CRM queue, Slack alert, calendar block. Version your prompts from the start. Even a simple scoring prompt needs to be version controlled. The first update that breaks classification should be a 5-minute rollback, not a 2-day debugging session. Build in a weekly review cadence. Review the metrics: call conversion rate from the agent surfaced list versus the manually worked list. If the agent's list isn't outperforming, the scoring logic needs adjustment, not the team. The framework isn't complicated. What's complicated is executing it without someone who's shipped this before. The track record behind Globusoftware's embedded pod: 40 plus products shipped, 100 M plus users reached, 300 plus engineers led means the scoring edge cases, the spam routing gaps, and the prompt versioning failures get caught early. Before they cost you a quarter of pipeline. The cost argument is simpler than you think. Per the Bridge Group's 2025 SDR metrics and compensation report, a fully loaded human SDR in the US costs between $80,000 and $120,000 per year, and that's before the $35,000 to $55,000 replacement cost when they leave. Frontier Lab AI engineering programs, Microsoft Frontier, Google Cloud FDEs, Anthropic solutions cost $500K, $2M per engineer per year, with contract minimum starting at $250,000. That's built for enterprises with eight-figure cloud commitments, not mid-market sales teams trying to clean up a CRM and improve outbound conversion. The embedded pod model runs at approximately one-tenth that cost, with a monthly executive review run directly by founder Sumit Ghosh connecting agent calibrations back to business priorities. You're not buying a tool license. You're buying someone who treats your stale CRM data as their actual problem to solve. They've seen firsthand how segmentation delays, silent webhook failures, and manual CRM updates kill campaign performance before a single rep picks up the phone. The graveyard has been sitting there long enough. Start your Globusoftware engagement and ship your first AI CRM audit agent within 30 days with real users, real data, and a call list your reps will actually trust.